I was giving the second shiur on how to deal with elderly parents. First case we'll talk about, the father has what I learned, he has cancer that's spread all over, and it's very hard for the son to take care of the father. And if he put him in the hospital, they'll be able to take care of him a lot better, and plus he'll live longer there. However, the father wants to stay stopped in the house of the son. He doesn't want to go. Wants to stay home? What do you do? So the priest can speak out. It's poshut that if he's going to be ma'af yaisa, he'll live longer in the house of Beis Chaylem, then they have to send him there. And he should stay in the house of the son. And even though the father misnaga to it, still Afal Pikein, he sent him to the hospital. But his Porsche is talking about when he sent him to the hospital, they'll take care of him. But he sent him to hospice. Today, most hospices today, they don't do much for the patient. Sometimes they don't even give him intravenous. Sometimes they don't give him anything. They let just the patient just die there. So then in such a case, then you're not allowed to put him in a hospice. Because HaPialocha, you're mechuyif to give him the basics. Even if he's determinedly ill, you're mechuyif to give him the basics. So Mela, to put a parent in a hospice, in most hospices today, is Shaloi Kalocha. Therefore, you're not allowed to put him in a hospice. However, the place can speak out, it's Poshit, that if you take the elderly father, you take him to the hospital, and connect with Sinai, since it's connected with Sinai, he can't convince him to go to the hospital, and he definitely wants to stay home, then the din is that sometimes he could die early because Agmas Nefesh. Then you should not bring him to the hospital then. You shouldn't go, if it's much as not to go to the hospital, don't go connected with Sinai. And sometimes the patient is very sick, he's very ill, he's very shrach and so on. So very often we don't even take him to the hospital because we know the hospital can't do much to the patient, and therefore we just let him keep him comfortable at home. Yeah. The hospice, a lot of hospice today, what they do is they just let the patient sleep there, and they don't even give him food, they don't give him liquids. Very often they don't give him anything, just let Mamish Pasha to die. He's there to die, and they don't give him any basics. They don't give him intravenous, they don't give him any liquids, they don't give him any food. They push it and don't give him antibiotics. They let the person die. So in such a case, it's shloi kalocha, because mechuyev to give patient, because we know when you don't give him the basics, he's bitzdar, he's in a lot of pain. So mechuyev to give him the basics. It's all the price can hold. Mechuyev to give him the basics. Yes?
I just want to say something. Two people told me about hospice extending the lives of the patients. Years and years and years, they gave very good advice what to do to extend their lives so they didn't have bed sores and other problems.
Yeah. But they don't give food. Today, some of the hospices are giving some food. There is a change in the attitude of the hospices. I'm always to be a hospice, they didn't give anything. Some of the hospices today in different parts of the country do give something. So that's why I said most hospices don't give anything. That's why I said the word most.
Antibiotics is called basics?
Yes, antibiotics is basics, yes. Blood, ear, liquid, and antibiotics, those are basics. Okay? And oxygen. Those are the basics. The elderly father, he can't live on his own anymore, because like we mentioned last week, we try the best they should live, if they can live in their own house, that's the ideal thing. But sometimes it comes to a time where they can't take care of themselves at all, and they want to live by the children. The question is, if there's a choice, and some of the children want to take him in. He has a son and a daughter. They want to take him in. and each one wants him, they should stay by them. Which is better for the elderly father to stay? Should he stay by his son, or should he stay by his daughter? So the person can speak out that even though it's mistava that the son should be by the father, because a son is chayiv in kivrav, and a daughter, a married daughter, there's no chayiv kivrav since he's meshubad labayla, because the first covet of Adam comes first. So chayra, the son should get the first priority that the elderly father should live by them. However, from the Gemara in Erevin, it's not like that. Because the Gemara in Erevin says, there's a Mishnah, it says, Hamniyav Beisai, Rav Rishbois Biacheres. If someone leaves their house and they go be Shavis in a different city. So the Machlaikis in the Mishnah, if, let's say, they didn't make Erevin Chatzayers, and he's not there, so he asks on them, Erev says, he's not living there for Shabbos. So the Machlaikis in the Mishnah. And what's the Machlaikis? Rashi speaks out. If deer blow by them, it asks on them. If the deer would have to buy them, it asks them or not. And you say Shmei Dira or Loi Shmei Dira. It doesn't ask them. So the Mishnah brings down, if Shimon says, even if he leaves his house and he goes to his daughter in the same city, he doesn't ask her. Why? Because when he goes to his daughter, we know for sure he's not going to come back on Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't ask her. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. So the Gemara says, why? Why? Like the Gemara says, why? Like what's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? Says dafka if he goes, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and dafka if he goes to his daughter, but if he goes to his son, you don't say that. Why? Because a father can easily live a father or mother, same thing mother be also. It's easier to live by a daughter and son-in-law than to live by a son and a daughter-in-law. Why? Because so the Gemara says a lashon like this. I hope the women don't take it personal, but the Gemara says a lashon like this. Dami inshe navach bo kalva. If let's say if a son-in-law gets angry on his father-in-law, still he should go into the house. Navach bo gerusa. If let's say if your daughter-in-law gets angry on the father, pike, go out of the house. That's what the lashon of the Gemara in Erevin. So the Aruch speaks out that if a male dog after a while it gets angry, it stops, it's shaysik. But a female dog, once it starts making noise, it never stops. That's the Aruch speaks out. So it says, so therefore it's better to stay by his daughter. And his son-in-law, if his son-in-law gets angry at the father-in-law, at the end he'll be misbiased. But if he's shavis by his son, then if the daughter-in-law gets angry, she's never misbiased. That's what the Aruch says. So maybe he sees better to stay by the son, to stay by the daughter. She'll live by the daughter and stay to live by the son. That's what. Many cases. Okay. Can the same thing speaks out to Meshech Chachma. It's interesting, Meshech Chachma says in Pashas Vayera, it says Vayetzi Light V'Dabel El Chasana Light Chay Ben Aizav. So Rashi speaks out that he had daughters that were married, and Light Chay Ben Aizav, he had daughters that were engaged, that were Rusas. So he spoke to his to his future son-in-laws. So Meshech Chachma died from there, that we see that why didn't Light go and ask his daughter-in-laws? He only asked only his daughters, the husbands of his daughters. Why didn't he ask any of his daughter-in-laws? So he brings out his Gemara in Erevin, because usually a father or a daughter-in-law don't go along so well. So maybe they won't leave the house so fast. They wouldn't want to leave Sdaim. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. So you see from here that if every parent has a choice where to go to. If he goes to the son or go to the daughter, it's better to go to the daughter. And I think another reason is to by the shayla from Yichud. If you go to your daughter, there's no shayla from Yichud. It's very practical. But if let's say if it's you go to your daughter-in-law, the husband, the son, most of the time is out of town, and he's not out of town, but at least he's going to work all day. He goes to daven, he goes to learn. So major day part of the day he's away. So he runs to shiloh from yichid. So Mela, that's why it's more practical if Eli Pin has to move has a choice to go to son or daughter, then better to go to the daughter than to the son. So that's the problem of yichid.
For father, or for mother?
Huh?
So for mother should be the opposite.
For mother, right? Yeah. Yeah. It depends. Of course, the first reason it's a suggestion. The second one, it comes a halacha problem. Unless you can work out in such a way that children in the house, the young children in the house, is no shayla from yichud, then you have to worry about the kid problem of yichud. Right.
But obviously, older brother,
the older brother, younger brother, that doesn't say. Wherever he feels more, give him the choice. Wherever he feels more comfortable. We're talking about they're in town. If they're out of town, sometimes the elderly parent moves out of town. Today, people move to Lakewood. You know, the children on Lakewood, all the children on Lakewood, so they move to Lakewood. By,
huh?
They have to work something out. If they can't take care of themselves, then the elderly parent should move to one of the children. Who he moves to depends where he feels more comfortable. Give him the choice. Another case. If the father is a chayla, he needs medical attention. He has to go to a doctor, or he has to go to a hospital, they should take care of him. And the father doesn't want to go. Why does he want to go? It costs money. You know, he has money in the bank, but he doesn't want to spend money on this. So, can the son say, can some lie to the father, or trick his father, and say, I'm not using your money, I'm using my money. And at the end of the day, he has his controlled account, he takes out the father's account. To give his das from the father to pay that source. Or maybe it's us, since it's the father's money, it's a shadow from Gzeva. So the place can speak out that since Kibbutz Av is Michelle Av, like we mentioned last year, so Mela, he's allowed to take the father's money, even if the father doesn't know about it. Even though you know the father's against it, still Afal Pi Kein, still because the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, because the Torah Gresh says in Parashas Ki Seitze, "Vaysira Esher Achicha Oyaseya Nidachem, Vasafte Altech Misecha." The Torah Gresh says when it comes to Shavas Aveda, you should help the person when he loses something. And since the father doesn't understand the nechitzus, the importance of his refuah, then if he's allowed to take money from his father's account, it's a Shabbos Aveda, it's a Shabbos Gufay, which is better than Shabbos Aveda. So same as I'll take money from father's account, so the father shall have refuah shleima. However, let's say Moshe Nitz is so, when the choice of going to a regular prati, a private doctor, or going to Kupat Chayim, like that, what's Kupat Chayim, like a clinic. So a clinic normally Nitz is so, you don't have to pay. So if the clinic doctor can do just as good job as a private doctor, then certainly you shouldn't spend his money. But let's say he needs dafka, a private doctor, then the din is you're allowed to use the father's money. But there's a whole shot, it's not portion. People don't even think about it. But let's say the father has money in a bank account. So he takes out money from the bank account. But let's say he owns real estate or stocks. Can you sell his stocks and the money is running out? Are you allowed to sell property of his without telling him, without him knowing about it? It's not so portion. In Chashim Mishmah, Simrei Tzadik says that children have no right to sell the children's property. They have no right to sell it. They have to get an apotropos, get an independent person to see if it's necessary to sell it or not. And also what price to sell and so on. So they should get an apotropos then. So in such a case, then you have to go usually to a Bezdin, and Bezdin signs an apotropos.
Who pays the
arbitrary? It comes from the chas. It comes from the nechasim of the father. Let's say the father has to go. Let's say to hospital. Let's say the father should go to Florida. It's winter. It's cold. Chicago. It's very cold. And the children want to send to Florida because they feel the cold weather is not healthy for him. He doesn't want to spend the money. So the question is, it's more healthy for him to be in Florida. Can they use his nechasim or not? Again, to sell some nechasim, the price can speak out that you should ask an apotropos and let the apotropos, a bezin signs apotropos, he decides if he should do it or not.
What's the criteria? How healthy
it is? Yeah. The children tell him the situation. He speaks to the doctor. And he feels what's best for the patient.
It's not.
No, monetary things you to spend the money. You want to sell the chasm his to send the.
You decide. Is there a decision that it's a must to send them, and then the decision is how we sell it? Or you're going to decide whether
he should even send them then? Yes.
The
Bezdin signs up a chopper. If the apachopis needs to ask the Bezdin, then he can consult with the Bezdin. But we leave it up to the apachopis.
Why, when it comes to a doctor, you can do it behind his back and do everything. When it comes to going to Florida, would you put the result too?
No, I'm saying if you have to sell his nechasim, you have to sell, let's say, real estate. Or sell, he owns the stock, he has stock in a. If you have to sell, the same halacha, yes, and the same halacha, as you said before.
No.
Huh? They're supposed to. As they state in Shulchan Aruch. Right.
What was the question?
What?
I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
Does Bezdin set up an apotropos? Bezdin should be setting.
Okay.
They should be setting up apotropos.
You can't go to
Akkois. You have to be Bezdin. Akkois could point some guy who has no shachas or linyan. He came out in the hands of our Akkois. Another case which comes up. Someone has an elderly father, and the father is known as a Kamsan. I say Kamsan, a miser. He doesn't spend money, and he's very cheap on the food and so on. The son comes into the house, the son or daughter comes into the house, and he's looking to open up the refrigerator, and he found food there that's already moldy already. Food is moldy already. It's not ready to achila. As the father eats this food, he'll get sick from it. You're allowed to take it without asking the father, take it and throw it in the garbage, or take it home and throw it in the garbage. So you shouldn't have it. So you shouldn't, or maybe this is a gezel. Maybe this is a gezel. It's not his. Maybe it's also. Who gives you a right to walk into a father's house and take out if it's not healthy? It's not your problem, it's his problem. What? We're trying to get to that. Okay? All right. So, the person can speak out if it's better that the oichel, the food will be mazikim, than a mitzvah to be ma'abed oichlin. And there's no issa of gezel. And there's no Baal Tashkes, and he's not over on Kivir Avein. Because he's mafish from a chet, because it says, in Shvatim, Oidim Nashay Seichem. But let's say the food is not completely moldy. But let's say the food will cause him a little bit discomfort. He'll have a stomachache. You know, he's not going to get sick from it. He'll have a diarrhea, which is not for the, if he's a person that can handle diarrhea, or he'll get a little bit sick, he'll get the stein, he'll get a little, not well, but it's going to be okay. But it's not going to be mazikim. Then it's also, the place can speak out, it's also to mazikim. You have no right to touch it. Only if it's mamash, he'll get a kamachayla. But he's not going to kamachayla, then, and even though, he'll have a problem in digestion or something like that, then in such a case, since it's not being mazikim, you have no right to touch the food, and you can't throw it away. It's a shayla from Issa, then it's Issa of Gzeva. Huh? We'll get to that. Diabetic, we'll get to that. That's next on the list.
That doesn't depend on a child, right? Any Jew.
home.
And the Rambam, we're talking about Kibbutz Avim here. Okay. Yeah.
No,
yeah. No, right. No. All right. All right. Another interesting shaila, which comes up. If a parent has Alzheimer's and they have the serious case Alzheimer's, they don't recognize the children, is there an inyan of Mevaka Chayla? Is there an inyan of Bika Chayla? They have Alzheimer's. You need to go visit them. Or let's say the parent is in a coma, the father and mother is in a coma. You speak to them, you speak to them, and there's no response from them. So the question is still there's a mitzvah of Bika Chayim or not? Maybe there's no mitzvah of Bika Chayim. Bika Chayim is he responds and talks to them, but if he doesn't respond nothing, then maybe there's no mitzvah at all. The Gemara says in the Dharam and Daf Mem and also both on Shulchan Aruch in the day is Simen Shin Lamed Hey that the mitzvah of Bika Chayim, the Ikar mitzvah of Bika Chayim is to be daig for the Chayla and to remind him, to give him encouragement, and also to mispal on him. So Pashtus, there's no time to visit a parent, because he doesn't even know you're coming. And we don't even know if there's a good reason to down for them. A person has the Alzheimer's completely, maybe there's no need to down for him, because the next gadol, they should come out of it. It's not b'derech ha-teva. A person has Alzheimer's. There's no medication for it. However, Ladina, the place can speak out. You still should be mevaka chayla. And the interesting Moshe Feinstein in this chumash in Darash Moshe in Parshas Vayera in the beginning, he says the Boshim came to mevaka Avraham Avinu. If a person comes to visit Avraham Avinu, it's not shach to time him to remind him, so those times aren't shach at all. So you see that even without a shvus hashchina, still you see, and still a person came to visit, so Ramosha says you see that there's a chiv to visit a patient even though nothing happens, you're not going to do anything for him. Still there's an inyan to be mevaka chayla, even there's no response from the person, even if he has Alzheimer. And it could be even more. Could be another reason why I have to mevaka chayla. If someone has Alzheimer's, there's a truth on Hagis from Moshe Shtenbach in Chelik Bay Simon Tov Mem Ches. He says that people it's important for children to come visit a parent even though they have Alzheimer's, because like this the nurses and the doctor personnel see that people are worried about this person, so they won't come mizalz in the chayla. Because some of the patients in the nursing home, no one comes to visit them, so they don't take good care of them, because no one else is caring for them, so why should they care for them? But if a parent, if they see their constant children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren come to visit them, then they take more care for them, because they're going to be on top of the situation. So therefore it's important, so Moshe Shtemach says, it's important that even the person that's laying Alzheimer's or is in a coma, still they'll give better of care for him. Also, second reason, even though you see the chayla is not maven, it doesn't stand at all, still maybe he might not hear, maybe he can answer, especially when he's in a coma. In a coma, sometimes you tell him to squeeze your hand. This past week, someone told me he has a parent in a coma. And he held his hand and said, squeeze. Even though he's not responsive, he squeezes. The patient squeezes in. So you see, they do here sometimes. Maybe Alzheimer's not from the coma, for sure there's an Indian to go visit them. And also, they bring down from Goyashev that there's an Indian to misfall on the chayla. Why? Because to make us, even though he has Alzheimer's, he's in the coma, but still to make us is massive. That he should not have pain to make us massive. A frat, you find sometimes, especially in a coma, sometimes he gets out of a coma. So Mela, in such a case, a person should, there's an inyan and there's a mitzvah of tenvaka, a chayla if a patient has Alzheimer's or is in a coma. And now, one second, I also saw There's a sefer came out not long ago from in Pika Chaylim Kalacha, and there he quotes from Rabbi Yashim Chaim Kaneski. Says clearly the patient is not mukka, he doesn't understand, so it could be talking about Alzheimer's or coma. Still the mitzvah of Pika Chaylim. Yes. That's very hard to say. Today, to know today what's a person of geisus. Dalach is a geisus. You're not allowed to touch him, you're not allowed to move him. So today it's very hard to know someone who's in a coma. Because today, since he's hooked up to machines, you know, doctor says, you know, you have 3 hours left, and sometimes he can live another week. Today it's very hard to tell when you have all these machineries on a person, it's very hard to tell when he's in a geisus. Most of the time, you only know after he dies when he was a geisus mafreya. But afterwards, usually you can't find afterwards. The only time is, if he's not on any machine, let's say he's home, or he's in the hospital, he's not on any machinery, and they have they take his blood pressure, and they see his blood pressure constantly going down, and they're not doing anything for it, then it's a shock to say sometimes he's a geisus then. But today it's very hard to know when a person is a geisus. What? No, you don't have to, because very often it's the wrong diagnosis. Sometimes they say you have 3 hours left and you can live for another 2 weeks. It's just a guessing game. No one knows. You're taking all these medications, the blood pressure medication, you're taking antibiotics, you're taking some intravenous, all these things keep the person alive. There are cases that people, they took off from blood pressure medication, so normally, if no submitted, the blood pressure should go down, then there's no medication, sometimes they live for another week. So it's very hard to know what's to the geisus today. Yes?
If somebody sees the blood pressure is going down, should they tell the nurse to take care of the caretaker to stop playing with them?
Well,
if
he's really geisus, you tell the nurses not to touch him. If you know for sure he's a geisus. But normally, most of the time, they don't even know it. Sometimes you see on the blood pressure, you're watching the machine, you see it going down and nothing is helping, then you know he's a geisus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then something like that. Then you tell the nurses, just don't touch him. Just it's not necessary. Without taking blood pressure, he's gonna die in a few hours.
Okay.
All right.
But first, I just add one thing too.
Yes.
An Alzheimer's person, people who do music therapy, people completely out of it.
Even with Alzheimer's, you mean?
Yes.
All right. So you see, all right. That's all right. What we're saying over here. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. This question comes up also very often. Someone has a father, elderly mother, and they live in the same city as the. Live in the same city as the elderly parent, and the father asks that he wants him to come visit every day. Are you mechuyev to mevakim every day? Yes, the father's requesting. I'd like you to come visit me every day. I'm a lonely person. I don't want to be alone. So at least come once a day to visit me. So in the Sefer Adni Zekorin quotes from Yashiv that says that Yimachuyev, the father asked for it, Yimachuyev, Chal Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Kavod Amar Ahav, and you now be over on the words of your father. So you have to go visit. If he asks, then you have to do it. However, near his daiti, I think it depends a lot on the situation. If he has the time, today, I don't know how it's an answer, but at least in America, let's say his son is working, he has a 9-to-5 job, or even more than 9-to-5 job, and he's Torah for Panasa, it's Torah's Mishpacha, and it's impossible for him to come visit a parent every day. So if he can't do it for some reason, he can't come every day. So Chol Pachos, he should Mishtadol at least a number of times a week to visit him. But if the days he doesn't visit him, the Chol Pachos, he should be at least call him up and then speak to him on the phone. The interesting I saw in the Archas Rabbeinu from the Stifler in Chere Gimel. Good to look it up in Chere Gimel, page Kufches. He brings down the Chazenish. When I saw this, it was interesting. He says he brings down Chazenish, and every day Chazenish, when he came to his soul, came with his elderly mother. So Chazenish every day in Bnei Brak used to go used to go and visit his mother every day, even when she was healthy. He said every day. And there are times he used to talk with her at least a half hour more every day. That's what he said, sir. What he talked about, I don't know what he talked about. But what was there to talk about? Because then he didn't have any children. What is it talk like? He talked about the children, Eniklach, they have children. What is, but every day when he used to go visit her, he used to spend at least a half hour every day to speak with her. So there's an Indian, you have an older parent, you live in the same city, you try, if you can't visit her every day, at least try to visit her as often as you can. Why not? If let's say the parents, this case also comes up often. Someone lives in town with his elderly parents. He takes care of them. The yachas is very good and beautiful. And now they're elderly. It's hard to take care of themselves. And now the son was offered a different shtela, a different job in a different city. And the big shaila is, if he's going to move out of town, who's going to take care of the parents properly? So the Sefer Kvod Hayom, I don't have the Sefer, but I saw it quoted from it, quotes from Yashiv, he was Miyaisem, they shouldn't leave town. Don't take the mishtela. It's very important to stay with the elderly parents. There's a shtick of right to this from a Rashi in Chumash. The Rashi in Chumash, interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Enapashas Nayach, he says, why does the Terach Desha say the Misa of Terach before Avram left Ur Kasdim? So Rashi says, the Lama Higra Kasim Nisasa Shaterach Litsiasa Shavram Shalom Yehei Adavim Mufusim Lekal the Yomer Lekayim Avram Kivira Aviv Shenich Hazakim Ha'achlai. The people shouldn't say that Terach was the father of Avram Avino, that Avram is leaving Lechacha, Tom Lechacha. He should leave to Eretz Yisrael. So if and Terech was still alive, so Bar Yisholom made such a way that Terech should die, so many of the people should not say that Avram left his elder father and left him alone. So many of the seed is an Indian that you should not leave, if you're living in the same city as the elderly parent, you should not leave him alone. And the Sefer Adni Zekorim quotes from Paiskin that who had been if the son wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. You know, after a while, people want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. So he says you should not, even though it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but to leave the parents alone, let's say in Chicago or New York, whatever it is, because since he's Isaac Mitzvah Kivin Avraham, he's part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's more important to stay with his parents. If the other sibling is doing a good job taking care of his parents, then it'll be okay then. Right? What?
I'll have to become even another city then.
What?
Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So, but to move to Atlanta, then how to find it, you know?
Unless he has panos. Let's say he has a job offer. Then be turned into Geir.
Okay. Avraham has offered to be a righteous ship in Eretz Yisrael.
It's not Poshit. We just said over here, it's not Poshit.
What if they want to take
them with? I'll get to that in a second. Let me finish off doing it and I'll take questions, okay? What about the Solon? Does Alokha, Solon's married and doesn't have children for 10 years? Then there's a schus of going, moving up to Eretz Yisrael, it's a schus to have children. As I said, more on Yevamis. So the question is, if someone was married 10 years and he didn't have children yet, so the Gemara Yevamis, Samuel Dalet, and also is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that this is Gula for Bani moving to Eretz Yisrael. So let's say parents say, we don't want you to go to Eretz Yisrael, we want you to stay in Chutz La'aretz. So we say, that the covet of a parent is more important, like the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed says that Ravasi left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz al kivud imay. But if the parents are maskim that if you go to another city or to Eretz Yisrael, the chalapachas, if he leaves the parents alone, they should at least be misada. They should have that someone should take. There should be somebody achrayus to take care of the elderly parents. So they should be there in a case where they need it. The Pelayot says an interesting thing. Pelayot says on the mitzvah kibud avim, he says that part of the mitzvah kibud avim is he should send his elderly parents to Eretz Yisrael. They should live there. So Koshkein, in our case, if the children want to leave to move to Eretz Yisrael, for whatever reason is, they want to be because the mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, or they don't have children now, and they take along their parent, their elder parents with them, as long as they're healthy enough, it won't be pagaya in the bria, in the health health-wise, then certainly they should move to Eretz Yisrael and move together with the elderly parents. Today you find a little bit different today. You have to find, you find elderly parents, they want to, they're more and more to Eretz Yisrael. They get older, even though they have the children here, but they don't want to go away from the children. Then there's nothing wrong. Sometimes the children are against it. But here we're talking about the opposite way. Someone has elderly parents, he's single still, he has elderly parents, they speak to him, shidduch in a different city, and he wants to, and he met a girl which he likes, he wants to marry, but the girl says that I also have elderly parents, so I want to live. Usually you live at the place where the husband lives, but over here in this case she says she only do shidduch with him only if you live in my place, in the wife's city. So the question is, can he leave his elderly parents alone to go marry to go get married? So there's interesting chus in Rashba that's been Cheses Lamban in Simrei Shayim Beis. He says Mufurish, he had the Shaila, and this is what he answered. Since it's a mitzvah to get married, every man is a mitzvah to get married, Kai mitzvah peru, and it's not just someone else to Mekayim, it's for him. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. Zakta Rashba Micheses Ramban says, so Mele, he's allowed to leave his elderly parents to go live next to his wife. And he brings a raya, interesting raya. The raya brings from Yitzchak Avinu. Really, Yitzchak, Avraham sent Eliezer. Why did he send Yitzchak to go for the shidduch? So he says, because Yitzchak was inscribed to be Eretz Tamima. So Mele, He cannot go out of Eretz Yisrael. So he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael to go look for a shidduch. So maybe that's why Yitzchak didn't go. But if not, then Yitzchak could have gone out, go to Haran, and he didn't stay and live in Haran, live there, and even though he's away from his parents. So it's mashma that he's allowed to leave elderly parents, that even though they're not well, to go marry a woman in a different, and live in a different city with his wife. Yes.
Go back to the original thing. If the son's living by the child is living with their parents and they want to be pinned out somewhere else, if the daughter is, the parents are living by the daughter, and the son when they go for a job somewhere else, they're also the same here.
Same thing. Right. If someone has an elderly mother, and before she dies, she tells her son, this is the only son she has, she says, the first year you're going to say Kaddish for me. I want you to be makpid to say Kaddish every tefillah. So I want you to say Kaddish for me every tefillah. Now she died and he realizes that he gave his word, but he has a problem. Sometimes he has to go for business, for panosa, he has to go to a city where there's no minyan. And then he asks the Shaila also, what happens if he becomes a Chayla? What does he do? He's not, he usually Chayla should stay home. What are you doing? So what should he do then? That's he came and asked the Shaila. So the place can speak out. There's not just the whole idea of a mitzvah kaim divrei meis. The mother says you do something like this, there's no mitzvah kaim divrei meis. Because it says in Chashem Mishpat, in Simen Reish Nun Beis, Siv Beis, the mitzvah, the new mitzvah kind of makes only said the when segeya mimashish mamet, like we once mentioned before in Yishir, you give the money to someone else, it's in someone else's possession. So that is shaykh to mitzvah kind of makes. Oh, by over here, I've got Kaddish, it's not shaykh to holding over here of mitzvah kind of makes. In fact, if it's going to be a hesed for the son, that if he listens to his mother, he's going to lose panasa. Just there's a shayla mitzad something else. It says in Yerdeya, in Reish Mem Siftes, in Yerdeya, in Hichas Kivir Avei, Reish Mem Siftes, the Chai V'chavdei Afil HaMaisai. There's Indian to honor a parent, even after a parent dies. So the truth of Rik speaks out that Amir's Kaddish in Kaddish of Mitzvah Kivir Av. The person says the whole year Kaddish for a parent, that part of the Mitzvah Kivir Avim. So the Chaya, he's missing out. If he goes for Panos, he'll be missing out. So Chayyim Mashma, they shouldn't go to say he shouldn't go out of town if it's a missing Kaddish. However, in the Sefer Adni Zekor, quotes from Yashiv, they says like this: the whole town from a saying Kaddish is it helps for the even nishmas of the mother. It brings a neshama has an aliyah. That's the chal. That's the chal Kiddush Shem Shemayim by saying a Kaddish. But if like this, he'll lose out avodas Hashem and different avodas Hashem and other things. For instance, if he doesn't go out, he might lose his job, or he needs the money he makes. He goes out of town. He like this, he could pay tuition. Like this, he could do other mitzvahs with the money. So Meira, he'll lose out on different yoni ruchnias. So then the halacha is that he should get someone else to say Kaddish. He should make a shliach to say Kaddish. Same thing is a chayla. And he can't say Kaddish then. He has to be healthy for Avodas Hashem. So then the din is that he's allowed to make a shliach to say Kaddish for him. And it's Mestava, and Rabbi Yashiv says further, it's Mestava that if the mother knew Be'emes that he's going to have this predicament, he's going to lose out on Panos, he might even lose his job, or lose out on different Yoni Ruchnias, she would not have assisted. Even if he misses Kaddish once in a while, he wouldn't assist it. So Mela, Vadai, if he's maskim, she was zicha would have been maskim that she should hire somebody else to say Kaddish for him. Same thing with the Chayla. Certainly she wants her son to be healthy. So certainly she would be maskim that she hire someone else to say on her behalf.
The siblings,
what?
The
there's an interesting Ramah in Shinai involved in Yerdeya. Ramah says that each sibling has their own chiyuv. Let's say you're in a shul. There are three brothers in the same Kaddish. And there's another Avil. The Avil can't say, listen, the three brothers, why don't you be yoy to all your brothers? Each one has their own chiyuv. One can't be yoy to someone else. See what I'm saying?
Travels?
She gets somebody else, not the brothers. Brothers have their own chiyuv. That's a different shayla in Paiskim. Can one person say Kaddish for a few people? But that's a halacha, that's a shayla in Chal and Hichas Avelis. What? There's no Eitzah. It's Zichat Zahar Chathchila, but Lamaisa, he has no choice. Huh? He has to go during the year. He should go to a place where he can get a minion.
Let's say he's not. And is it, I feel like he should not be able
to. Chathchila, he should go to a place where he could say Kaddish. It's a place he has to go. It's not Chathchila. To say someone say Kaddish for him.
He wants to roll, he won't have a minion on the plane. So yeah. It's preferable to not to go and as opposed to having Shliach say Kaddish for him?
Well, question what the tzarich is to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a pleasure trip.
It's
a pleasure trip. Then,
huh?
Right. That's who says you have to go to Seoul for your breeze? You go to a ballpark.
Oh really?
Yeah. Right. Huh? The cloud. This is off the tangent, but. I tell people when they go on an airplane, they shouldn't daven on an airplane with the minion. Daven be yechidus.
So what do you do when a guy, somebody going, they bury someone there, skull, they do kriya, their novel, now they got to find their skull and sit shiva?
They have no choice. What are you supposed to do? They have no choice.
They shouldn't go there
to Israel. No. He goes, that's kibbut, they bang a parent, it's that's kibbut, covered, you go with them. But the question is, coming back, you have no choice then. Yeah. Yes, the Yaitzi Shlich, yeah. Yaitzi Shlich, but it's not a chathchila. But we take on the norm, and she's masking to such a thing. Because it's a chil Hashem. If you ever go on a plane, you see what happens. They make a minyan. Everyone says kaddish out loud. They say kedush out loud and everything. It's disturbing the other people on the plane. It's the other passengers. It disturbs them.
So
if
they're making a minyan anyway.
Don't put the part of minyan. Shimon Schwab. When he went to it, so when I went to it, so refused to dine with a minion. He said, "Dine in the seat, and that's it." And not only that, he used a small. He used to have a talis when 6 year old. He had, you know, the Ashkenazim, the Germans, they have talis in different sizes, you know, for 6 year olds, for 10 year olds, and so on. So when he went by airplane, he dafka didn't use his big talis on the plane because he afraid he might hit the, you know, the passengers. So he dafka used a small talis that when he was 6 year old, he used that. Huh? Safa Pikain. Alright. Another point, Shaila. When you take care of an elderly parent, it's a father, it's a mother, sometimes you have to wash them. Sometimes I think that if you have a helper in the house, certainly you should have the helper do it. But let's say if you don't have the helper in the house, sometimes the child himself, his son or daughter, has to do it. So the question is, what do you do? First of all, can a son wash his father? Can a son wash a father? Also, can a son wash his mother, if it's necessary? And another, a third child is, can a daughter wash her father? So there's a Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nanauf, says that you're allowed to makol rechitz chutz miyavi chama v'bal imay v'al chaysay, that a person is allowed to take a wash together, take a shower together, or to go in the mikveh together, except a father, except a son to a father, a son to a father-in-law, a bal imay, the husband of his mother, as a stepfather, a bal chaysay, and the husband of his sister. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Yehuda argues, the Matib Aviv, he says, Neshikavit Aviv, because he could help him out in the Beis HaMechatz. And who are they with Baal Imai? Because he can mishamish them in the Mechatz. So, and stepfather, he can mishamish them in the Mechatz. So the Machoikas in the Rishonim, the reason why it's Asa. Rashi speaks out of the Gemara of Pesachim, the reason why it's Asa, because since he sees his father, Meniska Shemisham Yata Nelson Lahara. So he might come a day here. So therefore, a son and father should not take a shower together and should not be in the mikveh together. However, the Miri argues, the Miri says, the reason why you're not allowed to wash together with your father, because it's the Lashon of the Miri is, it's Ksas Prikas Earl Yira. That means he says, it's not the lucid covered over. It's not covered in the cover of father to be together with him when they're undressed. What's the nafkamina between them? It's the nafkamina if the father needs it or not. According to Rashi, still should be also al tam hira. But according to Miri, it should still, if it's tzorech akach, then there's no issa. And even according to Shita Samiri, the person can speak out, still, you should not touch the mokum ever. If you have to wash him, you should not touch the mokum ever itself. And where does he get this? Where do they get it from? From interesting Targum ben Yosef and Aziel. Targum says that Yaakov Avinu told to Yosef a tzaddik. He said, "Simna yocha tachas yirechi." He wanted to make a shua, and Yosef answered, "Anechi esek kedvarecha. I will do what you told me." So if I says he didn't put his hand on the yirechi, he says that he did not put the hand tachas yirechi, because he didn't want to touch the heir of his father, since he's a son. Mashenkin by Eliezer Eved ben Avram, it says he put his yad tachas yirechi, because it was only Eved. So Mela, since he wasn't benoi, he was allowed to do it. And Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra and Simcha of Gimel Sivav says it's a pasuk like Rashi, it's also as here. The same speaks of Chaykitir and Sifkan Hena, Hashuv and Sifkan Ches, that like they all pass Meshitas Rashi. So chayv should be also to wash a parent. However, the ma'isa, the place can speak out if there's no one else that can wash a parent. If you're not going to wash a parent, there's a chash kuch nefashis, because sometimes he starts getting bed sores, sometimes he starts getting infections. So it's very important to wash the elderly parent. So he's allowed, so the son is allowed to wash his father. Ayach chash of here. So even though it says here, so Moshe says interesting thing. Moshe has a tshuva in the Geira about being at a tyra for father-in-law, to father. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, we mentioned the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says that as covered up, it's okay. So Moshe Tainis, if there was a chash gadol of here, then why Rabbi Yehuda argue? Rabbi Yehuda says as covered up yilata. I wait, what's the time of here? So Rabbi says Rabbi Yehuda, there wasn't such a big here. It's just a mixes here. They won't come so fast with the here. So Mela, since it's not the eter, you're allowed to wash a parent. However, the chitzah, the place can speak out, the chitzah should be in the oifen, they should try not to touch him, or should use like a hose, or pour water on him, in a way to make it less design as possible. If the father has Alzheimer's, he doesn't know what's going on, then the place can speak out, it's better a daughter should wash her father, and not the son. Because the shash here by a daughter is a lot less. But if there's if the father has Alzheimer's. But let's say father doesn't have Alzheimer, then it's better the son should do it than the daughter, because he'll be misbaish from the daughter. And he should be careful when he's reich, it's the father. It should be like the life of Mechubet, the Gaal Sefer, and Chasa Tzuchayim. The same thing with the mother. To wash the mother. The Tzuchayim from Kaloy Neim. To mevazel the mother, and also the bigger shash of here. So, but if there's no bera, then the son is allowed to wash a mother. However, it's important that he should do all that's in his power to make sure that another woman should wash his mother, not the son.
A urinal.
Yeah. What, to clean it out?
A father is better that better urinal, so they should be able to
clean out the urinal. Yeah, that's okay. If there's no eitzah, it's okay. There's no eitzah, it's okay.
It's better to hire somebody.
Huh?
It would be better for these cases to hire somebody.
Yes, always. All right. Interesting shayla, which I'm sure many elderly parents. What?
Would it be a fear for the mother to hire somebody?
If you can get, it's always better together. Then you should get it if you can. Alright. Another shayla. Let's say if a parent, it might happen like this. An elderly parent was born into the hospital because he had high blood pressure and high sugars. So they had to be in the hospital to stabilize everything. When the doctors checked the parent, they saw that he has black and blue marks around him, all around him. And it's deposited. So there's the father, who hit you? Where'd you get these black and blue marks? He says, my son hit me. Because every once in a while, he wants money from me to pay for the bills, and I don't want to give him. So that's why he hits me. And the son is minded to that. But he tells him, listen, I have to take care of the father, and I don't have the money to pay, so I have to sometimes force him. That's the way to force him to pay. The doctors want Macabre's test from the son, and they want to report it to the police. However, the father begs the police, begs the people in the hospital, the doctors in the hospital, that they should not give him over to the police, because the son says, he's my only son, and the makis that I get from him are not so terrible, it's not the kuch nefashis. But if you lock him up, you put him away in jail, there won't be anyone to take care of me. So shayla is, should the doctors give it over to the police or not? Interesting shayla. So, huh?
There's a law.
Huh? In America, sometimes you're a mandated reporter. But in Eretz Yisrael, you're not a mandated reporter. So, the shayla is what to do over here. So, in the Chashuk HaChamad, in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, he says, interesting, beings are interesting Netziv. Netziv says, in Parshas Mishpatim, Maka Ov Rimei Mais Yumas. So Netziv over there in Halak Dover Yes Akasha, he says, why do they say, Maka Ov Eim? Why Ov Rimei? So he says, interesting Diyuk from the Pasuk. Ov Rimei means, he's the only child. Even if you're only child to his father and mother, there's no other children, so in came a dinner, you should have achmonis on the child. And not to give him over to the court and not to kill him. Because if you're going to kill this child, they'll have no one in the world at all. So the pastor comes to tell you, the makom makom mais yumas. So his makom, he makes a chavola on a pan, that the dinner is mais yumas. So you see from the tziv that even that we're not mechashiv, the tzar of the parents, they'll lose their only son. So if the ben is maka a parent, he has to be kabbal zaynish. Even though the harem, even though the parents will suffer more from it, still the altsibata erod mechuv to give zaynish. That's what the tziv says. And Yasha says this is tziv halacha that you should give the son over to the police. Since he hit his father, he's chayv misa. However, the Paisim speak out that if, and this is what Yashu holds also, that if the parent has a heart condition, and you know that if you lock up a son in jail, there's a very chance that'll have a heart attack, and his life will be the sakana. There's no inyan to manage the son. Here it says a ratan ra, but nitzchus out from the. From the court of the fascists.
Is the son allowed to hit his father?
No, he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to hit his father for the welfare of the father.
Right.
Not allowed to.
The dentist is a whole shiloh. Could a father be a dentist or give his father a shot? There's a whole shiloh in Paiskim. It's better someone else to do, but if the father wants doctor his son to do it, then Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva printed in Geshe Chai and also printed in Mechashleima later on that he says that you're allowed to then.
Why would it be worse?
What?
The father wants his son.
Huh? And even he hit him. He has a chiv misa on him. He has a chiv misa. Yeah, but if Dafka wants, he's Dafka Meichel. Here he's not Meichel to be hit.
He's Meichel. He wants his son.
Yeah, but he's not Meichel. Just he has no Brera. Okay. No Brera.
Yeah.
They
would also fight the
haircut
too, right?
Huh? Haircuts are milsa shchir that they should cut them, make a chavala. But here it's not. We don't have bezin to give misa today. That's why we're mekel here. Normally we would be mekel. Doesn't make a difference. All right. That's it for today's shir. Next week I'll be talking about. Interesting, Shailas Negea Shiduchim. Does a child have to listen to a parent who comes to a Shidduch? If the parent doesn't want the Shidduch and the son wants the Shidduch, and also, Makam Tzar, the parents. Parents have a lot of Tzar from it, you're allowed to or not. And secondly, if, let's say, the parent says, this boy is not for you, and to end up in divorce, and we'll have to pay double, we'll have to pay for two chasnas, for the next chasna also, can they say? And also, if a child, even an adult, wants to give a kidney, and the parents don't want to let the child to give a kidney, if the father wants to eat unhealthy foods, you know, he has a problem with sugar, with the heart, and so on, and if you eat healthy foods, they're allowed to stop him. And also, if they have divorced, parents are divorced. And they said, listen, you want me to pay for the chasna? I'll only pay for the chasna only if your mother doesn't come to the chasna. Or vice versa. The next year is for men only downstairs.